July 24, 2023. For Crema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Lumkile Ngomfe. Making headlines. Essay to finalize contents of BRICS Summit at Russia-Africa Summit. Load shedding bumped to stage 5. And Health and Law Initiative wants government to disclose records of COVID-19 procurement contracts. The presidency noted that South Africa will use the second Russia-Africa summit backdrop to further engage Russia at a bilateral level to finalize the contents and substance of the upcoming 15th annual BRICS summit. South Africa will, in August, host the first in-person summit of BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, since the emergence of the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent global restrictions. Before that, President Cyril Ramaphosa will lead a South African delegation to the second Russia-Africa summit in St. Petersburg on July 27 and 28. The presidency explained that the summit background will also offer an opportunity to African heads of state who are part of the African Leaders' Peace Mission to continue talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on measures to create conditions for a path to peace between Russia and Ukraine. Power utility Eskom has announced that Stage 5 load shedding will be implemented from 2 p.m. today. This was due to further delays in returning generating units to service, as well as a further failure of 5 generating units today. Stage 5 load shedding will be implemented from 2 p.m. today until 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Thereafter, Stage 4 load shedding will be implemented until further notice. Eskom said it would publish another update should any significant changes occur. Public Health and Law Initiative, the Health Justice Initiative, will approach the Gauteng High Court tomorrow to get the Department of Health to disclose the records relating to vaccine procurement contracts that concluded with manufacturers and suppliers, as well as records of negotiations with those parties. More than 38 million COVID-19 vaccine doses were administered in the country by June 2023, and this has been driven by South Africa's ability to buy directly from pharmaceutical companies through the COVAX facilities and by donations. The 2021 national budget allocated an amount of 10 billion rand for the purchase of COVID-19 vaccines, and given the great cost of acquiring these, the HJI has bemoaned the secrecy surrounding the details of these contracts, as they deem this to be a matter of public interest. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Crema Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.